Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is December 20th, 5:15, and this is the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment. Welcome to everyone. We can start off with the roll, please.
Regis Obajewski.
Present.
Sarah DiStefano. Andy Monk.
Present.
Donna Lutz.
Present.
Kenneth Panza.
Present.
Travis Rask.
Here.
Kathy Waith. So you have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any questions or wish to add anything to the agenda? I'd like to add one thing, which I'll bring up as new business. Does any one of our guests wish to say anything at this time concerning the agenda? Carol? No? Okay. Thank you. Then we'll proceed. If I may just go over old business, I noticed that Kristen is not here, and she was going to get an answer on Andy's question from last meeting, which was, are we allowed to have more than one draft map to present at a public hearing? And she was going to check in on this. I spoke with Mike Cook, our attorney, today, and he's going to be getting answers for us tomorrow by 3:30. He has a 2 o'clock meeting with the court, and he's going to get answers to our questions about remote participation. And we had two questions on that, whether it counts and what it takes to get in on a meeting from a remote status. And the question about one or two maps. It was his guess on this. Mike's that it would probably be not a problem to have more than one map. That's what he said. He said, but let me just clear it up, and we'll confirm that. Oh, Kristen, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. Why don't you have a seat? But I didn't know if you were coming, and I went over the one or two maps. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
Do you want to add to any comment on that?
Only that the a request was going to be made of the judge to answer.
Right. He'll do that. Mike will get that tomorrow.
Yes,
he told me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my understanding as well.
Okay. So we're on the same page. Yeah.
It's the singular pronouns are used in the order. Decision was made to just check directly with the court.
Sure. Okay. Okay, sounds good. That's that should take care of old business. On new business, which I wanted to add an agenda item, we received an email from a citizen who said, would you consider updating your web page? So our web page is outdated because of the change of the law, and I thought it would be useful to do a paragraph that explains, you know, what had happened with that, and then put some links to the documents pertaining to how we got here. So what I'll do is is everybody okay with that? I can just do it. All right. You know what?
Public information anyway, right?
It is. It's just. It's no secrets. Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow morning. I'll do a draft of it. It's not going to be very big with some links, and I'll send it to everybody. And if anybody has any difficulty or want to change anything, then just let me know. Okay.
Because the website doesn't indicate that our map is invalid.
Right.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you for that. Okay. Rob, could you explain one more time your email to us this afternoon about the assistance that's available to commissioners? I thought that was helpful.
Oh, I mean, just as far as share. I mean, I was just sharing your map.
You're here for us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're here for us. We'll put you on the spot.
Yeah, but I mean, what I would like to do is, it's going to be a little touchy next week because my contact at IS is out of the office, so it's much better when we bring it into the full program, so I get a lot more detail with the full program. so I'm going to have to coordinate with people. But if everybody could be done mapping by, say, 3 o'clock, 3:30, I can pull them all. If you want me, like tomorrow, I couldn't, didn't have time to do the reports you wanted, Andy. But tomorrow, I have them, so I can run reports and do all sorts of data requests with them. So if you do have any requests, I can run reports tomorrow.
Mike Baden had suggested for each district, put down how many citizens were in each town by township.
Right, exactly.
You'd be able to do that?
Thing. Yeah.
Perfect.
So I should be able to do that. I don't know if that's a report from this, but I can do that myself.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Just a review of where we are and our dates and what our what our deliverables are. Today we're going to be reviewing, and it's really up to us what we want reviewed. And at the last meeting, we suggested, you know, coming up with one or two maps on the shared drive, whether we added that or they're already there, and advancing that as a possibility for a map that we would consider supporting. So we said, you know, one, maybe two maps. And so tonight is sort of consensus, you know, where are we, and then to look at a few maps and to be able to just freely make comments one way or the other. We will accept comments. We will have a public hearing on the 27th, and that will be here. Okay, that's the reason we have to have. We have to finish our selection for a final draft or final drafts by tomorrow, the 21st, because the public hearing on the 27th, it's going to take just a little while to get it out there to the public. Once we have the public hearing here, we'll be receiving comments throughout the meeting. And then we're also required to accept comments for a full 24 hours at the close of the meeting. So that would be the basically a little more than close of business on the 29th. And 20. So, pardon me,
on the 28th.
Yes, the 28th. You're right, the 28th. Thank you. And Thursday we'll be meeting Thursday the 29th. And if necessary, the 30th, to select the final map that'll be delivered to the Board of Elections on January 3rd. Okay, so that's pretty clear, right? Just wanted to go over. We'll do that again. You know, the next time we meet. So, let's roll this. And who would like to start in terms of advancing a map?
Everything's in here except for Ken's are on the server. You just shared
them. Did Ken's land here yet?
No, Ken's are on the server, on the website, so we can always go through those too.
Oh yeah, because I wasn't able to find them.
Right.
Resolve them.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody like to start?
No.
Alright, I will. You want to open that one at the bottom?
This one?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a map that I took off the shared drive, and this was a map that Ken and Rob, did you edit that, or was it the reverse?
I don't remember which one was this.
Well, see the title?
Oh, so it's the BOE Medit map. Yeah, so you and I sat down last.
Yeah, that was from the summer. So I basically took the map that was one of the maps that we were considering last summer, and then redoing it to meet all of the standards. So let's see. Let me just point out some of the highlights to the map. One of the things that we've tried to do with our maps is a few things. One, to keep all the villages whole, and you know, we did that on our maps last summer. And what I did was I maintained that here.
The other thing, maybe you could open up, let's say, 567. Okay. This is basically the configuration that we had come up with in terms of dividing up the city. This is when we had the plus or minus 5%, if you recall. And so that's all changed, and so I think everybody knows at this time, in order to have the city of Kingston represented, it really needs to have three, and then a part leaks into another municipality. Can only do that into a SOPUS or the town of Ulster or both. You know, or for example, this part of the town of Ulster is part of eight, which is a SOPUS, and so. What you'll see is the same configuration in the LDs for the city. There are a number of towns that were in this map kept whole, and by whole I mean not divided up in any way. They might be doing some sharing, but they are whole. And oh, by the way, I'm going to present my second map.
Yeah.
Right after that, if it's okay with everybody. And my second map is
we'll do that now.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You don't need.
You can work on this one.
No. We'll stay here.
Okay.
Okay. So, Gardner is whole. The town of Kingston is always whole. No one's taking pieces of that. They just either gobbled it up, taken it over, but never broken it up. Shongham, down in the southern part of the county, is whole. It's in two districts, 13 and 14. 14 is shared with Worsing, but the town of Shongham, because that was something that we had talked about, is whole. And then right above 13 in Gardner, which is 16. What I have is the town of Gardner being whole. All of its demarcations are intact, and it pushes into Plattekill. Rochester in 21 up here is whole, there it is. Okay, and they are also taking a piece, at least in this map, of a piece of Johansson. So that one's whole. Rosendale, which is 19, if you can back that up a little bit. No. Okay, so if you could give all of Rosendale.
Try.
Okay.
That's what my reference
might help to, say Rosendale, if you could click on the 19. You don't have it here.
I can.
Right. Okay. So this is Rosendale, and in this map, Rosendale is whole. It shares space with Marbletown, but that's it. So Rosendale is whole. Four towns in the west, you don't have to pull those up, Olive, Shentaken, Denning, and Hardenburg are whole. So that's that. And then all the way at the top, Woodstock is just 23. Is whole. And they take a piece of Hurley, which actually West Hurley there, but they're in this map. So what's the point of the hold? The hold is that division is looked at negatively, and as much as we can possibly do it, the law encourages us to keep towns as whole as possible. We have 24 municipalities in the county. 10 are too small or too big, and 14 are too small to just be themselves and be included, and just inclusive to itself. So that's that. So the think the thinking behind the wholeness is that there's a character, that's a neighborhood, you know, that is endemic to each of the municipalities. So as much as we can do that. So what we have here, and the city of Kingston, because part of it must leak into one of the two towns, Sopus or the town of Ulster, I consider like a two-thirds hole. So it's as whole as you can get. So this map has 13 municipalities, 13.66 municipalities that are whole. Let's see. In terms of does it meet the requirements of the 5%?
I'm sorry. When you're done there, can we go south all the way down?
Oh yeah, we'll go down. Yeah. The largest one is LD 18, which is Sopus Marble Town. Okay, and I have that as a plus 2.6%. You say, well, that exceeds the 2.5%. But the lowest is LD 17, okay, which is the town of New Paltz. And that is
20.
The village of New Paltz.
No, it's the village. Yeah. Sorry, the village. I'm sorry, the village of New Paltz. I beg your pardon. And so that's 2.3%. When you look at the population number, there's 8,019 in LD 18 and in 20, it's 7638. Well, anyway, we're about four under the 391. 391 is the 5% of 7815.
So I'm sorry. So for 18, it's okay to be over?
Yeah. And the way it was last time too. The difference can't be greater than 10%. That was the old rules held up by the Constitution, all that. So you could be, now it's 5% based on the state law. So as long as you're within 5%, you can be outside minus 2.5 just as long as below is not higher than 5%.
Yeah, the new law specifies in two sections of it.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Down in Marble and Platteville. You got some green up here.
Yeah.
I mean, so what we have in 10 coming out of Lloyd, just the top, the very very top of Milton, and then at the bottom of 11 at Marlborough, in this eastern corner, southeastern corner of Marlborough, piece of Platteville. Marlborough has two municipalities with which it shares.
And Platteville
has three.
Right.
Town of Ulster has four.
Yep.
In one case, it's five. And one of the shared ones. It's a tough one. It's a very hard one. I must say.
I think one important thing though to note about Platteville is that there's one district that's entirely within the town of Platteville. So at least one legislator is going to be elected only by Platteville residents. Is that correct?
No.
There'll be a little bit more broken.
Oh,
God,
that's right.
Yeah, but it's majority.
But like very much majority Platteville.
It is.
So diluting Marlboro to...
But yeah. Marlboro really has one entire district by itself.
Hamlet.
It's right by the Hamlet.
That one's really close to the Hamlet. South.
Yeah.
South side. Yeah.
Okay. Platteville gets three, and Town of Ulster gets three also, depending on how you look at it. In some cases, four. So I think it might be four if you consider the city of Kingston as being its municipality. So, a Sopus, SOPIS, City of Kingston, Town of Kingston, that's four, and Saugerties. So there's a lot of splitting that's not up there. Anybody have any questions on
it? What's the label on that map?
This is, I'll close it out.
BOE edits.
Says something about Regis BOE.
Yeah,
you know what it is? I took a map that Ken did and Rob edited around the time of July. Okay? And this is what, you know, a lot of our thinking had gone into at the time. And I did the adjustments based on the new law to that particular map. I could, and I did another map. I started from nothing. And but you know, you could do it any which way. But that was my start.
Point on something.
Now,
nothing. I just wanted
since we're allowed two maps, and I hadn't seen Ken's, and you know, Ken has got some vintage maps to share with us. So tonight, my second map is the map that the petitioners offered. Want to take a look at it? I think it's very worthwhile. I think there's only one.
I want to reconnect. Let me reconnect. Something happened. It's not duplicating, right?
What was that one called? Is that the L one pan? The one that you're going to now?
Yes.
Who's the JAC?
It's Jeff Collins.
Oh, that's just a person?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Okay.
Okay.
Because
I thought that one was.
I don't think I looked at that one. Did you look at that one?
I just when I did, I thought it was a plaintiff one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did my edits on that one, thinking that was, because it was the first one in line.
Okay.
I think it still looks good.
I thought that the petitioner's map was really well thought out and has been. It's a little bit different in some ways than what we have done in our mapping exercises. So I thought it was really worth taking a look at. Their highest district is. I'll take the highest and lowest. Is LD 5 is the highest? Yeah.
City Kingston.
Pardon me.
City Kingston.
Yeah, City Kingston. So that's 8,029. Okay, and what was interesting to me, at least by virtue of their explanation, was. Their lines are different than what we did back last summer, in that it takes into consideration Plan A that the Common Council redistricting group put together to rearrange the wards, and so there are nine wards. So they got rearranged, and they have two hearings. One they've already had, and it seemed like that there's only one or two comments on that map, so it looks like Plan A may have survived that one, but there is another one. So the lines on that map are different than what, you know, we had been used to, insofar as it follows those lines of Plan A and the Common Council had come up with. So that number five is the largest, and the smallest is LD 9. That would be probably a Solis Lloyd, right? Yeah. And so that's the smallest one at 7,644. So the large one is greater than 2.5, and but the smallest one. They were six under the 391 of the 5% differential. That's acceptable. So the math definitely works. I felt that the
the mapping that the petitioners did was nice and tight. Their mean percentage deviation was 1.33, so that's kind of like the average size. That's a pretty snug legislative district all the way around. Now, if you go back to the top again and look at one, please. Lower one. This is something that we haven't seen, and I would say that most of us in our mapping kind of, if we didn't start at Saugerties, we kind of ended up with similar Saugerties, right? Mm-hmm. Saugerties is about 23,000 people, however many there are. So they're going to get three districts, and they're going to have to do some sharing with one of them. But two of them, they kind of own. They certainly keep the village intact, and number one looks an awful lot like the number ones that many of us have done, except that this one descends here into this part of Woodstock, then it also takes over. I'm sorry, no, that's it for one. One takes that. Yeah. What I wanted to point out was actually number three. Number three comes down into northern town of Ulster, into Ruby, and then Ruby into the town of Kingston as a similarity. I know that if I remember, they were calling this here Saugerstock in their I never heard of the term Saugerstock.
They made it up. That's why.
you made it up. Okay. You never heard of that, Ken?
I checked our town history.
The town of Kingston, again, not never split up because it's too small. It's less than 1,000, as you can see. It takes the. I think there is a certain commonality to northern Ulster, so there's a virtue to this, I think. And coming down into the town of Kingston, it was unique, and you know,
one of the problems with that map is that west line that goes through Zena actually divides a solid residential neighborhood and goes along Vandale Road, which is the direct route into the West Hurley Business District. And there's really no road between that section and the rest of Saugerties. I mean, you can get there, but you have, you know, it's got to go around about where you're cutting an area off from the West Hurley area, which is a direct route and direct neighborhood. And a census-designated area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really an awkward cut.
Okay.
Plus, you know, in your previous map, you took a part of Hurley and returned it to Hurley. The point that we classified as
Glenford. Yeah, just a line.
And you denied Hurley their section of that section of the town.
I think I'm not sure if I kept it or I may have.
No, you moved to
the other map.
Glenford, which is the west part of that West Hurley section,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, it's all part of Hurley, and that was moved back into Hurley on your previous map, on map one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've depreciated Hurley and depreciated Woodstock.
You know, I think I may have, Ken. I created another map, and I may have. I was not sure which one I wanted to present. I thought I deleted that, which you're talking about, but I'll have to check that.
In your opinion, is it better? Because visually, I like Hurley. I like that section of West Hurley with Woodstock because the shape is nicer. But in your opinion, knowing that neighborhood, does it make more sense to have West Hurley with the rest of Hurley, even though it's across the reservoir, or does it make more sense to try to keep it with Woodstock?
Well, it makes sense to put all of Hurley with Hurley, but it doesn't work out number-wise.
Right.
I mean, we debated that significantly,
whether
we put Glenford with Hurley, whether we put Glenford with Olive, whether we take West Town of Kingston and hook that on to Woodstock. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a
you know, a rather thorough debate on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, unanimously was what was on, ended up on Regis's first
mm-hmm.
map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I noticed there are two different ways that people handled it. Either they really tried to keep that block of land together.
Yeah.
Or they tried to keep Hurley together. And I actually don't know the neighborhood well enough to have an opinion on which is better.
Well, there's a, on the east side, it's really West Hurley and it's part of Woodstock. On the west side, it's really reservoir oriented.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you could make a good case to hooking in with Olive. And we tried that. You know, we went through those alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work out numbers-wise.
Yeah.
And with the new, I don't even, you know, with the new restraints, plus or minus 2.5%,
right.
It probably wouldn't work out at all.
Yeah.
Well, and we ended up with a micro district by mistake, actually.
Okay, let me continue here, not to take up everybody's time. In terms of whole municipalities and divisions, by my count, there were 12.66. So three villages, four of the west towns, town of Kingston, Rosendale, Gardner, town of New Paltz, Shongham, and part of two-thirds of the city of Kingston. And so there was an apple number there.
Now, the other thing we need to look at is the shape of Gardner on
okay.
that map. Because I looked at that and I
okay,
said, this,
let's go down to Gardner. 16.
This doesn't seem to match our requirement for compactness.
It has a strange arm off of the side of it.
Oh, it falls 44.
Right. This, can you open that up a little bit? Oh, there. This one, this Gardner, thank you for outlining that, goes all the way into Clintondale at the top of Plattekill. So is that's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Plattekill, Clintondale.
Yeah, we hadn't seen a configuration like this. And I'm not putting it down. It's just it's different.
Yeah.
And worth the.
Well, you just see the map that they presented as part of their report. You know, all of a sudden compactness comes into play because it kind of violates the definition of compactness that we have on the website.
Yeah, compactness is pretty difficult with the new 5% rule because you know you're using a lot more. Maybe not you, Ken, but me. Single census blocks. You know,
technically makes it easier. Everything's under 2.5%. You can't go over 4, then everything is by definition more compact.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you also get these little spiky things. A little bit,
it's still compact.
Yeah,
more compact.
More compact than the other.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. Let's see. New Paltz, look at 17. One of the things that they did before we go to New Paltz, they have Rosendale as, I think I said Rosendale as one of those towns. Yes. Yeah. That Rosendale hasn't been divided in any way. They added to themselves into Marble Town. So, but anyway, down here to 17, it looks like they pretty much kept the town of Ulster compact. All together as it is. I'm sorry, New Paltz. And then moving up into Esopus here, up to Rifton.
They put Rifton in.
But the town itself looks pretty whole to me. Let's see, Gardner. Talked about Gardner. Shongham down the bottom. We can go down and.
West, then you can
Southern part. Look at Marlborough. This kind of matches, just from my memory, and it was put in the narrative, matches the narrative of, excuse me, the narrative says this matches the shape of the current district. It doesn't.
In Marlborough?
Marlborough. With Milton, because it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. Of the current legislative districts, top half and the two halves are separate. But this Milton going with Platypus is not.
Right. Okay, now.
By the way, it's not. Excuse me. It's going up there. Yeah, it's kind of similar. It's pretty similar to the current legislative district.
Just the appearance of this, but you don't think so, Don? No. I mean, this is...
Bring it on.
Yeah.
That's not...
I mean, the top edge, if you carry it, bring
this
the...
edge here?
Yep, bring it all the way over, that would be...
But not as deep?
No, it doesn't go down. No, uh-huh. That part is whole.
Okay. But anyway, Ken took this piece, but I don't think there's anything on the bottom that slips. No.
No.
No. That's that. So it's one share there. Platykill gets one share, and that share is with Gardner, which goes up to Clintondale, and then Shongham. Is I think that's yep. Shongham is whole 13 and 14, 14 all the way up into a Worsing. Rochester is whole.
Donna, the current districts are divided that way.
On our original?
No, we were talking about the current
existing
legislative
district.
What
the legislators today?
The quite current is what's in effect right now.
And that's what we've
This
done.
Is the legislative districts right now today.
That looks cool. Okay, that's...
That's existing. That is
okay,
existing.
That yeah, looks like it's cutting...
That's not what you guys...
That's not what we came up with, but that's what... It was come up with 10 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah,
that's
10 years
that's what happened 10
but
years
it looks,
ago.
But it almost looks like the... Yeah. It almost looks like town hall and police department and everything is in that area. Thank you for...
The Marlborough Town Hall.
Yeah, it's in Milton. It's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of. That's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Hoffman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then you go up to 21.
21. Go 21.
Yeah, Rochester. Rochester's whole. This is they take a piece of her Hansen, which is. Kind of like, I mean, I think the current one, the one that was 10 years old, is I think it had a little bit more, but again, it's a numbers situation there. Hurley cedes the whole reservoir area to Woodstock. Let's see. Woodstock. Yep. So anyway, that's anybody have any other observations on that? Those are the two for now that I was advancing. That's what I saw, and I thought this one was unique and thoughtful.
Could we go back down toward Platykill, please? Thank you.
Wondering if it would be helpful if I brought in a bunch of them tomorrow night, brought in a bunch of them in as layers so you could look at the different maps.
That would be super helpful.
I could do it all in one. This way I can contrast and compare a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to see which one is better than the other just by switching between these maps. Maybe I can do something.
Okay. Yeah.
Get a little extra time.
Okay, so there are two.
Those were two of the ones that I was looking at as well. I liked the one. I think one of my favorites was the first one you showed, the Board of Education edits. I think it cuts up Kingston in a really thoughtful way. I was curious to know what you'd think about the southern part of the county because I wasn't sure about that. In my interpretation, it seemed like at least each district had a good shot of maintaining a majority. I'm sorry, each town would be the majority of at least one district to elect a legislator, although I was mistaken that Platykill had a whole district in itself. But I'd be curious to know what the percentage breakdown is of like Platykill versus Marlborough in that district, because maybe they're like such an overwhelming majority that it would be fine. And then I wanted to ask Ken, and I'm still not quite sure that I understand the answer about keeping Hurley with Hurley, even across the reservoir, or keeping it with Woodstock. In Regis's map, it's divided. In the other map, it's together. So, like, west, that part of West Hurley is with Woodstock.
It's gone. You're right. Yeah.
So I like those things about those maps. And I also like Mike Baden's map. I think it had a good solution for the Kingston area, which I think is pretty similar to what you did, Regis.
Some similarity, yep.
Mike,
I think did I think he did the city of Kingston similar.
Oh, he's here now. We can ask him. Just talking about you, Mike. Your ears must have been burning. But I think like there were a lot of similarities between Mike's map and your map. That I would actually, can we look at that one,
Mike?
Because what I would like to know also is what you think about the southern part. And then obviously anyone else's comments, I don't need to limit it just to what do you think? I'm putting you on the spot.
I've been on the spot before, trust me.
It's Mike Baden, is what it's called.
Oh yeah, so I think I liked what this did in the south better. On first glance, and that's why I'm glad you're here to tell us. Platicill is cut up into a couple of different districts, but looking at the numbers there, right, it does seem like that little bit of Marlborough that it gets isn't going to overwhelm the Platicill population, right?
I mean, we can figure that out, mm-hmm. But we can do. Try and grab the population?
12.
12?
Yeah.
Just in the town?
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure. Or, I mean, not if it's going to be.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
We can look at it tomorrow. We'll do it like just with a spreadsheet to know, like, of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was curious to know those numbers. Like, of the District 12, what percentage are people from Platicill and what percentage are people from Marlborough? And if the percentage, I think if it's like 70% Platicill, it's acceptable. Would you agree? Does that make sense?
If
70% of those people are from Platicill, you can consider that it's basically a Platicill district, I think.
There's still, I mean, on one of our maps, I know we brought this hunk in from Platicill to Marlborough, and it, you know. Different people, but we're going to have to do it.
Right,
it's gonna
something
because Marlborough's
too big to be totally by itself. And I think if it's about representation, neighborhoods, and just the numbers, then. Is it that it's 972 in that area in Marlborough? That's 972. So it's.
Hold on.
71.
No, I believe it's these. That's the whole thing. Okay, I'll do it some other way. I'll work on it tomorrow and get bogged down.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's like 13%. Anyway, but this looks better to you.
I'm just trying to think where the old folks are. Jenny's Gardens and
like bring up and things like that.
Could we look at 5, 6, 7, top
sure.
of 8? I want to look at the configuration of the city because I don't it kind of looks like the Common Council's configuration in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
The no. Okay.
Oh,
okay, because there was some similarity.
I think for me again, if we're talking about neighborhoods and representation, I see like a nice division here along main roads that doesn't zigzag around a lot and cut out different neighborhoods, which is appealing. I'm sure.
Is that Travis? Is that our configuration?
No, it couldn't be because
Albany, Foxville,
yeah. General,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
In
yeah.
general,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yes, there's that little zigzag uptown, but I feel like, you know, what are you gonna do?
And took that chunk at the bottom and put it in with the whole.
Yeah.
Center.
Right.
Correct.
And
right.
I think that's much better than taking Port Ewen and just kind of putting it up into the Rondout, because I think those two places. I mean, not only are we crossing a town line then in a bigger way. So if you highlight 8, you'll see how it ties in a sense. So when I was looking at this, I saw this, and I thought, where is that? That looks like an open space, you know, but it's not. This part of the city goes all the way down, because of the numbers, into Port Ewen, but this is also part of the city, and part of the city this year, and it flows from 8 this way.
Mm. My only comment is any merging of Port Ewen into here, there is nothing neighborhoodly, not a word,
right.
but that has anything to do with Port Ewen in here. There is no commonality. So, I mean, this area relates much more to that and to here as you follow 32.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about following neighborhoods, 32 makes more sense.
Rob, in one of your maps, You came this way into Hillside because that where Merlina and Catskill and all those those neighborhoods are and then it goes into Hillside.
I did.
Yeah.
You want to bring up one of those? I don't know.
How many?
No, I mean, I was just.
How many districts is the town of Ulster cut up to in this?
Oh, sorry. Let me bring it back up.
I think it's at least 4.
Three.
Yeah. I mean, count the municipalities.
And if you follow 32, you'd be down. You'd be cutting up Rosendale.
See, well, there's a Socus. There's a city. There's the town of Kingston. There's Saugerties. That's 4.
Where do you get 4?
Huh? Or is that 5, Ken?
1, 2, 3. For a town of Ulster.
It's 3 for the town of Ulster.
Right, so you got 1, 2.
That's the problem with this counting. You and I count differently.
Well, you're old school, Ken.
No common core, Ken.
And we've always said the town of Ulster is sort of gerrymandered by itself.
I realize that.
But there's, District 3 is District 4, and now it's District 8. And District 4, is that?
4.
District 4 here goes up north.
Now it's the age-old question, which is, can we somehow combine what you like better about the south
good luck
with the treatment of Kingston and its surrounding neighborhoods in the north? And I'm sure the answer is no.
And I know nothing about Kingston.
And when I calculate, I think the district quartered 88% of its residents in Ulster. Also, and there's only 12% in the town of Kingston. It's a small town.
Yeah, 18 and 23.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring that one into discussion as well.
Yeah, because not all of Hurley is in this one either, right? In this one, 23 and 18, right? West Hurley split down the middle. Ken, does that work for you?
I think that's on
that's
our
I think
original
that looks
that's
like
the
it. It is.
I think
yeah.
That's
yeah.
The current
yeah.
Looks like
yeah, yeah.
On there. And then 18.
Yeah. I know we were just talking about it last
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
That's very thin.
Don't want anyone to be left out.
Some things just have to be done.
And half the people in Hurley want to be with Hurley, and the other half want to be with
Stock. This one does a nice job of keeping Stone Ridge and High Falls and Rose Knoll and the Hamlet areas.
I really
yeah,
like
those
that
are,
about
those are kind of nice.
That's New Falls?
Stone Ridge.
Stone Ridge.
Stone Ridge.
Stone Ridge, High Falls.
High Falls,
oh,
Rose Knoll, and Tilton
yes,
are all
yes,
whole
yes.
In this
right.
One. That's kind of
right.
Nice. Want me to move on to something else?
Sure.
Okay.
I'd like to see Travis's because I didn't have a chance
no,
to today.
I mean, you can take a look at it, sure.
If you want to look at anything radical, you can look at mine.
Okay. I didn't.
Oh, I didn't see that one either. I'm glad.
Okay.
Oh, Travis, I just loaded his at the last second.
Okay.
So I haven't even seen it yet.
So I'm not a delinquent then.
Yeah,
it's
no, I'm
you and
I put
me.
It in at 3:24. I was asking him by 3:30. But yes, like this one, I included Hurley with, or West Hurley with Woodstock. Tried to keep Gardner as whole as possible. I realized I did put Plattekill into 3. But I think that I can, with the deviations, I could be able to make 11 and 12, take that little piece off of.
Yeah.
And put that back into 11 and keep 12 into 2, or keep Plattekill in only 2 districts.
Marlboro would be
right, only in 2 as well.
Only.
Yeah. I feel like that's an easy enough change. But I, like I said, I just threw this together to see what, you know, if we needed maps for comment and stuff like that. I don't know what everyone else was thinking. So everyone else's south could be different than mine. Everyone else's north could be different than mine.
This one's the Travis Rask map.
Right. I think, to me, the south looks great. Would you agree?
I think
I
so.
Other than that,
I mean, that's the way
yeah.
It kind of currently is. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look way currently.
You don't like the.
Well, I can. I mean, not everybody's going to be happy with everything.
Yeah.
So, but the Plattekill.
But if you could go up to the Tilson Rosendale thing. Rob, and see if that's close to what Mike had.
If I
butchered that or not.
No, it's pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're just a little different, but mostly the same.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, obviously.
That looks very similar to what we currently have. New Falls looks similar to what we currently have. Marlboro, except for that little corner of Plattekill, looks similar to what current districts are.
Trying.
Yeah, Marlboro. That's New Falls going up into Rifton.
Yeah.
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 It currently does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't do the math breakouts like you, Regis. I didn't count my municipalities. I didn't count any of that stuff. So, but we'll have that for tomorrow.
Yeah. Sure.
We
can
take
problem.
A look at.
Sure.
And
see how Kingston is looking.
What happened to Kingston?
Ripped it apart.
Yeah, there's no choice but to rip Kingston.
Okay, that one cuts off Xena too.
Oh, Oh, so it's you came up with a similar solution to combine Hillside with 41.
Yeah, it's the only way the numbers work for me.
Yeah.
But I
you've got much more of a
much
surface.
More little, yeah, exactly. So like you were saying, Andy, if it's 80%, which probably is more, it's probably less than that actually, but we'll take a look at it.
A chance to go up and look at Woodstock and Ulster.
Absolutely.
I'm impressed. After my fourth hour of banging my head against the computer last night, I was like, there are existing maps. I'm just going to look at those.
Yeah, see, that's a, that cuts the Xena neighborhood in half.
Oh, yes.
That's really it.
So you want that? You want that together?
Yes. Well, so, since it's a committed area, it's an integrated neighborhood. It's connected to West Hurley.
Vandale or Xena Road?
So, where do you want it to? Just that purple line, then, Ken?
Well, you know, the reason they had to do that is so they could keep part of Hurley as part of Woodstock.
Yeah.
That's the solution. Just put that Glenford part of Hurley back into Hurley and keep all of Xena in.
I just have to have my adjustments into you tomorrow by like 3, Rob.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think we could do that this weekend.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I'll try to adjust Xena. I'll try to adjust the south.
Well, if you have a map to start with, you could probably, if you agree on a map to start with, you could make adjustments. As
If everybody makes an adjustment to one map to start.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say mine. Yeah, we don't do mine. I wasn't. I'm not advocating for that. I just want, like I said, put one out there. Yeah, any other questions, concerns, comments?
I think that it's good with Saugerties. I don't know anything about Saugerties. So.
You want to go Saugerties?
Take a look. Why not? So, like, one runs down into the town of Kingston, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or no,
it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Top the wood stone.
Yeah.
So you have
Town Kings has been attached to Saugerties in Ulster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did they call it? Saugerstock?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so my Ulster is what, 4? 3? 4?
Ten of Ulster's cut to 3.
Right.
I don't know what drugs they were doing. 10 of Ulster.
3, 4, and 8.
Yeah.
Check your history.
Laudanum.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll get back to work. Because even if it goes over that 2.5%, as long as it's within the 5% range, right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. Yep. So I can try.
Yep.
Give us something to work with. Thank you for reviewing
my phone. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
When did you put this up?
3:24 p.m.
Right after I emailed saying, "Hey, everybody, I'm gonna pull the post up." He's like, "Wait."
I was literally trying. I had a lot of stuff going on today, but I was doing my best.
Yeah.
You want to share yours, Ken?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to map 1 first.
Is there another one? I only see that one.
Yeah, I only saw one.
I only see one.
I only see one.
I only shared one.
No.
That's fine. I mean, we can start.
We'll start with 2.
Do you want to log into your...
You can log into yours. And here, you're still logged in. Here, share it. Open it up and
tell you.
Share it out.
What do I do?
Go to your page. Go to your initial. Go there. Here, actually, cancel out. Cancel. Okay, now find it in there. Open it up.
screen share.
Yep. You shared it?
Yeah. Okay. Second time.
A lot of rooms.
See, so I had to do as was mine as well. So you have to open up another one and then come back, and you'll be able to get what he just shared.
So you have to log out, you're saying?
You can either log out or just open up. Yeah, that's, yeah. And then I logged back in. Because like that was when I shared mine, I thought I shared it incorrectly. And then when I logged out, logged back in, I saw it.
So what I have to do? Log out?
No, you're good. You're good. Rob just had it.
There we go. Now we're good.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a quick refresh.
Well, I think like Regis, I started with the last map that Rob did for the public hearing, which we called map number one.
Right.
And so the three major changes, again, were the same ones that Regis made. We took a chunk out of Kingston, that was about 230 people, and moved that into District 8. And we cut Kerhonkson down so that it would balance out within the 2.5% within Rochester. And then I moved the lines around the town, the village of New Paltz, to bring that up. Now those are the major changes. Now there were lines that were moved, you know, just kind of balance things out. So you're going to have to look at some of those districts to see if they're, because I don't remember which all the lines I moved, you know, because like on Hurley and Rosendale, I kind of moved the lines so the districts would be better balanced. And I may have moved some of the lines down south because of the changes in District 8, which kind of rippled down south.
It was a triple.
And the village of New Paltz, I just, you know, I
solidated.
Just drew lines where I could.
Right, right.
Could you just highlight 17? Just wanted to see where it goes. So go down into Glendale?
No.
I can't see where it was.
But otherwise, I had left.
17.
17?
Oh, I see. Okay.
17 stops here.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And instead of stuffing 17 up into Usulpas, I stuffed it up into Rosendale.
So does,
okay.
Does 12 come up?
I'm sorry.
There?
Well,
I mean,
just the way I know.
What are you going to do?
Choice of words, yeah. Donna.
12.
Yes, I love it.
I know. I
so is 12 in New Paltz?
I'm sorry.
Or part of 12 in New Paltz? Like, do you see? It's like, do you see what's on like next to Clintondale to the left of that?
Yeah, but
yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit.
What district is
that? There's that line that comes
down. Yeah, right there.
Comes
right
up.
Yeah, that's
12. So basically, what it does, though, it keeps, actually, is the only one of two maps that actually keeps Clintondale whole.
Yeah,
it does,
right.
Yes.
So,
Well, does it?
This is
no,
it
does.
Does.
Nope.
No.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It
does.
No, it does. Chopped it. Okay.
Yeah,
that's 12,
right.
Yeah.
So,
it goes,
okay. So 12 goes all the way. Then, right? Hey, Rob, you don't mind highlighting 12? Or just do.
You want to highlight 12?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can do that.
It'll be in green.
Yeah.
Comes over the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably along the black
green. Yeah, it just puts black on 3. Or that district has 3 different towns in it.
Yeah, it's got Lloyd, it's got Platico, and it's got
Marlboro. Yeah.
And there's a little chunk of the top of Marlboro, which got moved into Lloyd.
Yeah, it might make more sense to
cut it there.
This would
that makes sense.
But otherwise, you know, I try to keep it the same as the map we had already discussed rather thoroughly.
Do we need to?
And that we looked at the on the
when you do this,
a lot of maps are very similar.
I mean, I'll play.
Yeah. The numbers aren't bad.
Yeah,
it's
not
choice.
Bad. I mean, we could, in the bottom of 12, that's in 11, we could essentially take that out, probably, right? Because it's only 800 people.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not a whole bunch of people.
Or is it not plausible?
Because,
right, Andy, isn't that what we discovered, that little
about 800
is about 800 people?
So what do you want to do here?
How many people are in an 11 already?
In only 0.56. I mean, this is now, I've opened it on mine, so this is not editing Ken's map.
Oh,
so if
okay.
you just want me to, you want me to see what that looks like,
I just,
I can do
yeah,
it.
I just wanted to see with that. Just
I think I tried that,
and
it didn't
it
work out.
I don't think it did either.
No.
Yeah.
It's an obvious thing to try, right?
I think
like
it
is.
No, I know. That's why I said how many people are in 11.
604 people.
Yeah, 604. 604.
Just for how?
That's 604 people there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now we're 8.7 and minus 7.7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
A lot of people live over there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk
it's
to
not
people?
An empty.
I know, moving somewhere.
So I think that's pretty similar to your
it is,
first map.
It is,
because
yeah.
we started from the same starting point. And there's, you know, there's obvious things we had to do
yeah,
to bring the larger districts under, but otherwise it's this line moved a little bit, and that line
yeah.
moved a little
yeah.
bit.
Exactly.
And you have 400 people, 456 people in the town of Lloyd at the top of that district.
Yeah.
At 12.
So, I mean, now that we've looked at a couple maps, what's kind of like everyone's like criteria? What's our most important thing to like?
Well, there's
about?
One other map you might want to look
he's
at.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no.
Then,
this is.
All right. My apologies.
You know, I had asked Regis if anyone's updating our map too, the one that we actually approved. That the
yeah.
last, you know.
I would probably say no.
And so I did that, although I can't. You know, I changed the numbers and moved the lines around, although I can't really explain exactly
yeah.
what I
yeah.
did because it was kind of done on the fly. But since this was a commission map, and so we should at least have a corrected version to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to keep, you know, some of the districts at the southern end the same. It was a little harder than this than one because it
yeah.
can't really move things around too much on the
yeah.
southern end. But again, there's not much to say about that map because we've debated the characteristics of it quite
yeah.
thoroughly.
Well, you got the numbers to work, Ken.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's easy if you're dealing
yeah,
with the numbers.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah, but, I like the number one better.
Well, I always like number
Absolutely.
One better, too, but I thought we ought to have number two as a on the list.
Yeah.
This does look
yeah.
a lot choppier in terms
yeah.
of its leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you for doing that.
Yeah. That's a good exercise.
It's really interesting how 8 ends up doing that same thing, reaching over into again and again, and I wonder if that...
Well, the top end
I mean, I can show it.
Is really consistent among the maps.
Yeah.
Except for those people who want to slice up Xena.
You're right.
I forget if you want to just see it.
Yeah.
One that doesn't do it that way. I don't know if this was one of them. So I try to go outside the box with a lot of these things. So this.
Oh, this is the one where you mix up the numbers?
No, I make the numbers, but I just went a little bit outside the box. So
yeah.
Do that. We'll turn to there. Forget how I did Kingston, and
I'm sure the people in Rochester would love what you did there with that line.
Yeah, I mean, this is 32 going into Hillside, Hillside connecting out there. I have this one rings in the Port Dune. It, you know, I try to do maps where a lot of times you're trying to keep Kingston inside the bounds and making it overrepresented, and trying to be, or if it was actually underrepresented, and now bringing it out and saying, hey, we have population here, and bring it down. So,
and this is the
91422. Yeah. A little bit different. I have a couple different versions. Keeps Hurley, Woodstock the same. Splits. I think it splits Ulster a bunch of times. 1, 2, 3, 4 times. But keeps the Sophus mostly whole, actually. It keeps whole Sophus only in two. Rosendale's complete, goes into there. New Paltz is complete, Village is complete, goes into Lloyd. Lloyd is mostly complete. takes the puts the urban areas here and puts the unurban areas out. So
like
it follows
line,
the urban areas.
You like that line? No.
No. But at least this is the urban areas. So it's urban and very rural, and the rural goes to the rural. Anyway. So this is just one of the
creating horizontal lines for vertical.
Migraine. I'm just joking.
Only because the numbers were off. I was like, these are ones and two
points. No.
Yeah, I forget what I did.
Doesn't matter. End of the day. We should move our numbers around. Why not?
I've enough trouble now.
So are we
right?
Are we good for tonight then, or?
I think. It's like showing presenting mass.
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
So
tomorrow we're gonna have to
make decisions.
Yeah. So for tomorrow,
winnow them and then.
So I know I'm gonna make some adjustments, but I want to talk to you guys before I do that. At least to the one that I did.
Sure.
I can adjust some, but so out of, what's important to us? Like, Ken, you mentioned that you want to keep Xena whole up in the north, so I'm going to try to do that.
Well,
online.
I think, that's one of the major criteria is to keep neighborhoods together.
To move over that
way.
Yeah,
okay.
Not split as much.
And then another one, we talked about being down south. So we don't. People say we don't want Platicill in the three. We don't want. We don't want Town of Ulster in more than three, right?
Yeah. If you can help it.
Yeah. Most of the maps have it.
And smaller towns like Gardner, which has 5,615 people. They should be whole.
I like that. The Santa Boot.
And even Rosendale, if you can help it.
And keep Rosendale with Stone Ridge and.
With Marble Town.
Yes.
Marble Town, Stone Ridge. Stone Ridge. We said New Rosendale. And High Falls, right?
And only Jellybelly.
Or what was the other? What are the. Right? That's the primary we're talking about? Yeah, Rosendale.
I may look at another map. I think I really showed the wrong map. I mean, it wasn't bad, but I had another map.
you had three shared.
It's in the shared.
Did you mean to share this one?
No.
No?
There
were three.
Revised. Yeah.
This one?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one you want to share?
No. We don't dare.
Yeah,
that's
not cool.
Okay.
We got time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's only dinner.
Hey, I'm missing my wife's own birthday party.
Oh, no.
If we keep
this hopefully there's cake,
then
we can get out of here.
Virtual Zoom or Christmas party. Oh, shucks.
Stop it.
Let's see.
Great
question.
BYOB, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I have...
Where do you want to look at?
I have some of your... Is that technical word you used, Rob Boogers?
You have some burgers?
Yeah, right here.
No,
you don't have to do it right now. This is Rosendale's whole. I think I took that line out there, Ken.
This is just revision or something?
At the top of Burley. No, the line.
Which line?
No, that line
that
has.
That looks right.
That has Glenford attached with.
That's consistent
with
the other
Hurley.
Yeah. Okay, let me look at it and then I'll.
Sure.
We'll do it tomorrow. Okay. But I just need to look at it.
Sure.
Can we go down south at this point?
But it's essentially the same as the other. Oh yeah, you see 11 at, and it's kind of like Ken's. It just looks different. Look at the Marlboro, Donna.
Yeah.
It's that small line at the top, and then,
I'm just wondering what we're following. Is that I have to think.
Yeah, that's a bigger spot.
Yep.
Than we've had in the other
Fire Killstone three or not? Yeah, Fire Killstone three.
Okay. Yeah.
And that District 9 goes from Platte Hill all the way up.
All the way up.
Yeah.
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 That's a big deal.
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
See which one's better. Based on his conversation.
All right. Well, then let's get out of here. Let's get Rob home.
I know.
I hope you got something good.
tomorrow we're probably, you know, we're going to have to come up with, you know, a few of them, and then maybe do some rank order voting, and you know, winnow it down to two.
I think two would probably be a good idea. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Now we still have
to. Or do we want four?
We might want to submit two, right, for final draft.
Can you?
It depends on.
I think you made an excellent point that if we have two for public comment, people will be like, hey. What if we did this one and this and that one on that? And we all know that's not possible. So I think if we can agree on one to present for public comment, let's just go with one. But if somehow there's like two really good options and we want to know, like, do you want this whole option A or this whole option B to compare?
Yeah. I think that's a discussion for tomorrow.
No combinations, you may select only one.
As soon as Mike said he'd get back to me at 3:30 tomorrow, he'll be done with court and he'll give me an answer on that. So two maybe.
I feel
possible,
like it'll be nice to know if it's an option, but I think either way will be fine.
Okay. Yeah. Nice work, folks.
Also, you guys, this meeting was so smooth and pleasant.
We don't like
pleasant.
I don't
mean
to
public comment.
Does anyone have any other business? That's comments. Yeah.
So Kathy will be with us tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
I should
hopefully.
Be at remotely.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's going to be at her remote address. I couldn't understand how you could possibly do a video out of Atlanta commercial film.
Ken, we tried.
No, I mean physically, even if you had
even
full
physically,
permission.
Physically
yeah,
she
yeah.
could. The trouble is that we couldn't get the public.
Past
security.
Yeah.
Actually,
well, that's
guard,
the exemption
well,
the we got from the judge.
We
don't need the public.
Mike, it's time for you to say something if you want, or anybody else who are guests here today.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. We haven't adjourned yet. Yes, sir.
So, Jeff Collins is the name. I like the Travis map, because I think it keeps the southern towns into two, most of them. I think that's really important. I understand Ken's concern with Zena. I live in Zena. I mean, maybe one option is to put back part of Hurley into whatever it was before and take the part of Zena and move that in the north part. That's just my opinion on that. I think a lot of the maps show the southern part into like a lot of southern towns in three. I don't think you need to do that. I think you can show that you can do it in two. So that's my opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else have comments?
I came in the middle of when mine was up, but one thing to point out that I kept all of Clintondale whole, which I don't think I've seen anybody else do, because Clintondale is already divided because part is in Floyd and part is in Platicale. Yeah. But I treated the hamlet area of Clintondale and actually put it all with New Paltons, but the roads kind of follow that way. When you do that, though, there is no way that I can figure out to do Platicale in two districts because of the population. And you're so limited what you want to combine it with. Or the other option is you can make Shangum back into three and then make Platicale two. You can't make Platicale and Shangum both two that I can see. And I think even in Travis's, I think you've got Shangum in three, I think. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But was it on three?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Maybe.
Podcast was three, but we can, but I can adjust that because I was just a little hot.
Yeah.
And I can
so it's what Andy said. As soon as it's a chess move. When you move one, there's got to be an equal and opposite reaction somewhere else. And
that's
it's a matter where
time.
You figure it. Yes.
Yeah.
So. I think there are a lot of good options here, and it's a matter of picking which one works best.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Laura, name please.
What?
Name.
Laura Hartman. I live in the town of Ulster, and I really hate the idea of how much town of Ulster gets chopped up. I have a good understanding of why that is, and I like the map that we presented with the town of Kingston out of the town of Ulster, which gives more people from the town of Ulster. That's 900 and something folks that we're moving. And I feel really strongly, as Ulster is the business seat of the county, that we need to have a really strong way of electing our own legislator. We're sacrificing. I live in the part on Catskill Avenue, so we're going over in almost everybody's version, I think, with Esopus. We have nothing in common with Esopus, but I'd make that sacrifice if we can keep the town of Ulster more whole. So that's my request, if you can.
Well, okay. The district that has the town of Kingston in it with Ulster, Ulster population is 88% of that district. And the town of Kingston is 12%.
Just for facts.
Yeah.
So there should be a majority. Yeah. There's an overwhelming majority.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's overwhelming majority.
Yeah. Anyone else? No. Okay.
Yep.
The other thing about Travis's map is I believe it leaves all current legislators in their district. I didn't
even look at that.
We don't. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
All current legislators within their district.
They can't even look at that.
Yeah, okay, we can't look at that.
Yeah, okay. That can't be a consideration.
Okay, motion to adjourn. Okay, Donna, second.
Second.
Andy. Okay, all in favor. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.